Governor Cuomo initially said he didn't know what clients his former top aide, Joe Prococo, might have represented while Prococo was off the state payroll for 6 months in 2014 managing the governor's reelection campaign.
I knew he might be accepting consulting arrangements with other companies, but beyond that, no.
A day or two later, the State Ethics Commission released Prococo's financial disclosure forms, which had been filed in May of 2015, about a year ago. Prococo said he received up to $125,000 for consulting work from two companies, Clough Harbor Associates and Core Development. Both also hold key contracts on state economic development projects and are among Governor Andrew Cuomo's top contributors. Prococo has not been accused of any wrongdoing, and it's unclear whether any laws have been broken, since it's legal to consult for clients with business before state government, as long as when Prococo reentered state service, he did not have direct dealings with those issues. It's not known exactly what kind of consultation that Prococo provided. Governor Cuomo, in his second public appearance since the news of the subpoenas from the U.S. attorney broke in late April, told reporters it would be unrealistic for a manager to know all of the private business dealings of his aides.
The state has tens of thousands of employees. They're not supposed to be cross-examined to make sure they're following the rules, right? The way this works is, there are laws and there are regulations and there are rules, and you are expected to follow the rules.
But it turns out that if you're one of the state employees who works in the governor's top inner circle, you are essentially cross-examined. As reported in Politico New York, there is a second way, other than the state ethics board, for a curious chief executive to find out if his top aides represented outside clients that might pose a potential conflict of interest. Top assistants to the governor are routinely vetted in a process that includes details about income sources. The governor's top counsel, Alfonso David, confirms in a statement that new employees fill out financial disclosure documents and also undergo state police background checks. David says the process also applied to Prococo, but the governor's counsel says he can't release any of those documents while the federal probe, as well as an investigation ordered by Governor Cuomo himself, are completed.
Well, we don't know the whole story.
Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says there's no way of knowing whether Prococo's rehiring forms were actually viewed by the governor or other top aides around him. But he says there's a much simpler way to have determined if any conflicts existed.
You could have asked. We're in this intense environment where the legislative leaders have now gone to prison or are looking at prison time. There have been dozens of elected officials that have been kicked out of office. The former comptroller of New York State was kicked out of office. This should be as extremely sensitive an issue for top-ranking public officials as anything you could imagine, which is how do you deal with potential conflicts of interest and how do you raise the ethics bar?
Horner says in the remaining months of the legislative session, the governor and legislature should take steps to address some of these potential conflicts, but he says so far the response to all of the corruption has been tepid. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.